Hi, friends. Welcome to another episode of the Jasmine Star Show, where we talk about life, business, and everything on the in-between, which is probably where we're going to start now. I'm coming back at you from the floor of my closet because yesterday I decided to go out for a jog. Now, don't worry. There's nobody out on the streets. I don't think I even saw another person. And when... Actually, I did see another person. And when that person saw me, he crossed the street. And I'm like, you know what? I'm not offended. I'm here for this. I respect you, bro. Thank you so much for that. But in the process of my jog, this is mostly when I listen to podcasts. And if you can believe it, I listened to not one, not two, but five different podcasts, all ranging from health and wellness to business to lifestyle to social commentary, and they were all focused on the coronavirus. And I have an appreciation for it. It's part of the social conversation at this point in time, and people are creating. Some people are creating for education, and other people are creating for catharsis. And while I get it and I appreciate it, it was such a heavy day for me. I ended up doing about 5 miles on this jog, and I came back more in a funk than when I left, which is quite the opposite of what I think podcasts should be, specifically during these times. And as I scrolled my podcast list, the thing that I was looking for again and again was just something that could lift my spirit. And not necessarily like I'm living in delusion, but like everything is so heavy. So on today's conversation, because that's exactly what this is, it's a conversation. I don't have a script. I don't have an agenda, but I do have a plan. Your girl comes in with a plan, and the plan is to talk about business. But I want to wrap business with hope, strategy, and a future. So I would love to have a conversation with you about how to grow your business during social distancing. This is not a warm, fuzzy, you know, let's wrap ourselves in a flour tortilla and, you know, put some salsa on it, warm burrito. No, this is a conversation about what real business owners are doing during this rather crazy time. So I have good news, and that good news is that there has never been a better time to grow your business than now. I know people were like, are you crazy? Like, do you not see what's going on in the world? Yes, friend, but the majority of people will see it as a tidal wave of overwhelm. And a few people could see the tidal wave approaching and say, you know what? I'm going to build a raft. So fellow raft builders, let's have a conversation. Because I've said it before, but early studies have shown that people are now spending twice as much time on social media. And twice as many people are on it than more before. Now, this is a pretty crazy statistic, because what does this actually say is that there's more eyes to see what it is you're producing over a longer period of time. And in that, my friends, is the first part of us building this raft, understanding that people are actually looking for the thing that you are empowered to sell. So how about we start there? The thing I see a lot is people like, I don't think I could talk about my business. I don't want to talk about selling right now. Does it make me feel insensitive? And to that, I reply, there are people who want to buy the thing that you are selling. Personal example, I went on Instagram stories and I said, I've waited my whole life to make an Easter basket for my daughter. And up until, I don't know, 4.5 weeks ago, I never thought that was my reality. And so it is a little bit bittersweet with social distancing. I can't go out and shop, but I did have Instagram. So I went to Instagram stories and I said, hey guys, you know, I'd like to make an Easter basket. Do you have any recommendations for small business owners? I knew I wanted to support small business owners. And I used the engagement tool on Instagram so people can actually leave a comment like within the story. So it was super easy for me to actually go through. And on a Saturday evening, while JD was putting Luna to sleep, I scrolled through hundreds of Instagram accounts from small business owners, all providing things that would look really great in Luna's basket. Now, do I understand it is a very sensitive time to buy? Yes. Do I think that I'm making smart and strategic decisions with my finances? Yes. But do I also know I've waited decades to buy my daughter an Easter basket? Yeah. So what did I do? I bought from fellow business owners that were recommended to me from fellow business owners. Sure, those business owners could have said, nobody's going to buy right now, so I'm not going to join the social conversation. Or like what many of the strong Instagrammers did is they created content around Easter and provided their products as a service to their customer. So if you happen to find yourself right now listening to this podcast and you're like, but Jasmine, what in the world is actually happening? I'm going to remind you that in uncertain times, we can choose fortitude or we can choose fear. I've said it before, but every day as an entrepreneur is uncertain. Come Corona, come COVID, come whatever may be, nothing is certain in business. In fact, I believe that we, the crazy entrepreneurs, the Looney Tunes who are out here trying to be like, you know what? I don't want to be in a cubicle. And you want to know what? A guaranteed paycheck every 2 weeks? You know what? I think I'm going to go out and do it on my own. And you want to know what? I think I'm going to start my business and I'm going to do the packaging and I'm going to do the branding. And, you know, I'm going to do a website. I'm also going to do my social media. Oh, I got to do customer support. And, you know, I got to file my taxes. And just in case I have a storefront, I got to clean the windows. It's like we would prefer to work 16 hours in our own business than to work 8 hours for somebody else, right? To me, friends, nothing is more uncertain than starting a business, regardless of the economic or social climate. My question to you is, do you see the opportunities in the air? Like, we go back to this analogy of you see a tidal wave coming. Will you drown? Will you run? Or will you try your best to build a raft or at minimum grab onto anything close by? Because whatever you decide you're capable of, you're right. If you decide that you will find excuses and walk away from pursuing the hard work of building your business right now, or you can find reasons to keep moving. And this conversation is for the people who want to move, because chances are you do have extra time. And you can spend that extra time catching up on Joe Exotic and his, you know, wild romping through Vegas and Florida and Oklahoma. And you know what? Let's not go there. I knew too many details about the Tiger King, but I've always come to know that once you get over that funk and you're like, you know what? Netflix ain't pushing me forward. Whenever I doubt, I immediately dream. Now, in times of stress and overwhelm, I believe you must dream, think, breathe, and work for your vision. But the question becomes, do you know what your vision is? Do you know what you want your life and business to be when we come back and we return to normal? I had this amazing opportunity to listen to a Brené Brown podcast, and she talked about the importance of us actually feeling all of our feelings and giving ourselves the permission to mourn the loss of normalcy. Because I think I fall into the group of, hey, let's push through, gotta go, let's go. Like, I won't allow myself to feel anything, because if I feel anything, it's gonna slow me down. So nope, I'm gonna go. But she says that what happens is when you stuff your emotions down, they will come back twice as big, twice as hard, and twice as toxic. And when I heard her say this, I was like, oh, girl is preaching. Because I've lived the majority of my life that way. Like, I stuff it down, I compartmentalize, and then I'm like, nope, gotta do the task at hand. But all of a sudden, life would get really complicated when I would just, you know, pour myself a bowl of gluten-free Cheerios and then start bawling out of nowhere. I actually remember this one point in time where I'm having a conversation with JD and I'm sitting at my laptop and I started to cry. This is like 2 years ago. I start sobbing uncontrollably because I didn't know how to organize photos in Dropbox. Yeah. He like looked across the room at me and he said, are you crying because of Dropbox? And I was like, you don't get it. It's what the Dropbox symbolizes. What you see is that, hold on,
What you see is that the Dropbox is a symbol of my life. My life is a mess and I don't know how to fix it.
Okay, you guys, my poor sweet husband is kind of like, oh, all right, so like, do I run? Do I hand her tissue? Do I pretend I'm deaf in my right ear all of a sudden? Okay, so let's just cut to the chase. I now really take the time to feel my feelings and not discount them. Because when I feel my feelings and I just say, you know what, I am mourning the loss of normalcy, that my life before COVID will never look the way that it does after. I am no longer living in the home that I had lived for 5 years, and that's very bittersweet for me. I don't see neighbors. I don't have a backyard. I am living in an apartment that is one third the size of where I used to live. I don't go outside. I feel bad for my dog Polo because he doesn't have a yard. And I really miss simple things like going to Whole Foods. I live a wild life, friends. I live a wild life. But there was a point in my life where Whole Foods was like Mecca. Like only a certain type of person shopped at Whole Foods. And the shininess hasn't lost its power. I walk into Whole Foods and I see organic, you know, farm to store fruit, and I can get like a protein smoothie, and I can get gluten-free bread and artisan cheese, or I think it's called artisanal. Yes, it's artisanal cheese. I mean, that kind of stuff. I miss it. I miss Friday night date nights with my husband. And as silly as it sounds, I really, really miss working out. That was like my social interaction for the day. And so when I give myself the permission to mourn that and to just be thankful for the things I do have, it opens up space for me to then dream. So how do you make dreams a reality? Like, how do you create a vision so that you actually know what you're working toward? Now, before I actually get into dreaming and creating a vision, it's really important for you to remain unattached to the vision, to remain unattached to whatever happens. Because there's been plenty of times in my life where I would be like, this is my dream, or this is what I'm working for, this is the vision that I see. And like things happen and I realize, oh, I needed that vision to get me to where I wanted to go, even though it doesn't look like how I imagined. And once we have that clarified, a really important thing to remember is the way out of how you're currently feeling is through. You can't sidestep quarantine. You can't jump over isolation. You can't crawl under COVID-19. The way out is through, is working through the process. And oftentimes the question we have to ask is, okay, if I can think of stewing something, anything, what can I actually do now? Like, what could I experiment with? And I'm using the word experiment because there was a point in time where I would be like, all right, let's shake it up. What mistakes can I make? You know? And I'm like, no. I don't make mistakes. I now, as an entrepreneur, can say I create movement. How can I create movement in my life, in my business? Because when I would just look at the same situation from a slightly different vantage point, I was able to find a message in the mess. Now, I know that probably sounds like, you know, a very popular meme, or it's like probably printed on the front of like a Hallmark card. I'm sure. I'm not the person to say like the message is in your mess, or your mess is your message. I'm not the first person to say something like that. I mean, it's probably like Laura Ingalls Wilder, maybe, you know, or like Oprah Winfrey. I don't know. Somebody very smart and in tune with their emotions. But like, truly, whenever I either would shake things up voluntarily or like the universe would shake up my life, that's when I found the thing I was supposed to do. So on that note, I'm going to be talking to you about exactly what I'm actually doing in this moment. A couple weeks ago, the social curator team and I, we asked ourselves three questions, and these questions will be the foundation for how we move in the future when it comes to quick innovation. Because right now, friends, the people who quickly innovate are those who will be at the front of the pack. The people who quickly innovate will be first to market and be able to take the lion's share of noticeability, brand awareness, and market share. You have to ask yourself three main questions. Number one, what are people asking for? Now, people could be asking for something from you specifically or just in general. Are they looking for, you know, homeschooling tips? Are they looking for hair care and facials since people aren't doing that? Are they since they're not going out and paying the people they previously used to? Are people looking out for fitness routines or health plans? Now, the second question we ask ourselves is, what can we do that is culturally relevant? Because in during times that are affecting not just like a small group of people or a state or a nation, but when something is affecting the whole world, we have to make sure that what we're putting together is culturally relevant and sensitive to the times. And the third question is, what can I do that's new? Because obviously I've done everything I knew how to do up into this point, and what got my business to this point isn't going to get my business to the next point. Can I get an amen? My mentor, James Wedmore, says, what got us here won't get us there. In order for us to evolve in our businesses, specifically during uncertain times like social distancing, we have to do things that are wildly different. Now, in the past, I have spoken about five ways to innovate during uncertain times. But what I want to do now is that since most of us, at least in California, we've been quarantined. Now it's day 16, 17, 18, something along those lines at the time of this recording, is that we spoke about five ways to innovate during uncertain times. But what I'm going to do is give you real examples and ideas that will hopefully trigger an idea for yourself. So ways to innovate during COVID-19. Number one, collaborate with peers. Now, on the inside of Social Curator, we have a curator by the name of Sydney Davey, and she had an opportunity to collaborate with a brand photographer. Now, Sydney is a virtual assistant, and she does social media management, and there was another photographer in the group who focused on brand photography, and pre-COVID-19, they were doing in-person photo shoots, and they were trading services. So Sydney would do admin virtual assistant things for the photographer who would shoot photos and turn them over so Sydney can use them for social. But, you know, COVID-19 changed that. So what could it look like after COVID? Well, photographers, listen up. You could be creating posing tutorials for people to be posing at home. You know, it's like I saw on Instagram, somebody had put out 10 poses on a couch. And I know that it sounds so ridiculous, but that post got so much engagement because people were like, wow, this is very interesting. It's culturally relevant, and I feel like it's helping me, which then leads to, can you do iPhone or Android tutorials? How does somebody actually edit their photo when the room is lit with tungsten lighting? Perhaps you can create a photo shoot for props only. Like, because Sydney's a VA, she could put together some of the things that are representative of her brand and her business and ship them over to a photographer, and the photographer can style them specifically for lay flats. I've also seen these really amazing family photographers host porch sessions. They'll spread the word on social media that you are assigned a specific time to sit with your family on your porch. And people are paying via Venmo or with PayPal for a family session. So people can sit on their porch for a 20-minute family session while a photographer stands 8 to 10 feet away and shoots family photos. I think it's innovative. I think it's bright. I think it's so awesome. Ways to innovate number two is to volunteer your talents. I had a member of Social Curator reach out to me on Instagram, and she had said that things in her business were really tough. But what was complicating the matters was that things in her husband's business, he was a manager at a transportation company, and it was hitting the business really hard. They'd already done a round of layoffs, and they were expecting to do another round because his transportation business dealt specifically with aviation, so airport transportation. So she reached out to me and she said, we just don't know what to do. And I said, if you're asking for my advice, if I had your husband's business or if I was the owner, what we see is demand, not for airport transportation, but demand from an elderly community or for people who can't go to the grocery store. So what this business has are vans and drivers who don't have work. And there's the demand for people who need transportation and don't have it. So I said, if I were you, I would just do a campaign on social media and set out 2 days a week and just say, we're here for the community. And you arrange a time slot to either pick up people from a retirement home or retirement community and take them to the grocery store at a designated time and then take them back. And I would do my best to reach out to all local press in the neighborhood to talk about how this transportation company is doing something amazing for the community. And you're able to get press. Now, here's the thing. Will that move the needle today? Probably not. But when people start flying, because we will be getting back on planes. We will be planning trips. We will be booking hotels. And when that time happens, we are going to think of that particular company, the company that showed up come rain or shine. We also have another member on the inside of Social Curator. Her name is Christy Cross, and she is a photographer and she can't work right now. But instead of getting really down, what Christy is doing is creating iPhone tutorials on Instagram stories where she's explaining what shutter speed and aperture and ISO, and she's talking about how to take, you know, the shadows out of your photos, how to show up differently in your business. And then I saw a post that I thought was very interesting. Is her caption reads, "Tomorrow I'm teaching a kid's smartphone photography class on Facebook Live at 10:30 a.m. She saw the social conversation that more kids are at home with parents who really need something to do, and they could learn photography with resources they already have in their home with the teacher who's going to teach them on Facebook. Now, does Christy sell, you know, education to kids? No, but she does sell education to parents. She is a photographer who has an online smartphone photography course, and she also does brand photography. And what is she doing? She's creating content to stay culturally relevant and start a new conversation, which leads us to actually point number three. The third way you can innovate is to start a new project. Give yourself the permission to do something unexpected and pivot and create a conversation with people in a new way. I want to give a shout out to a curator by the name of Joanne. She is at Sheer Collective on Instagram, and she also happens to be my hairstylist. Yes, y'all. And here's another thing. People think, oh, well, did you give Joanne a free membership to Social Curator because she does your hair? And I'm like, no. Did Joanne give me a free haircut? No, we are two hustling mamas doing our thing. I pay her for her services and she pays Social Curator for theirs. So there you go. But let's have a real chat. What she was doing here was, it was bittersweet. It's very hard to see somebody who has a business that requires close proximity to the person you're working on for your services. So hairstylists cannot socially distance. It's impossible. But what she decided to do was to reach out to her clients, because there will be probably an 8-week gap between appointments, which is much longer than I normally go. And she says, like, hey, if you want to touch up your roots, what I'm selling is a root touch up kit. So she went through all of her clients, the people who said, yes, I would like that. She set the cost, and what she provided was gloves, a spatula, a bowl, toner. I think it's called toner. Oh, no, it's called developer, color, a brush. And then she created a customized video. She's like, this is how you apply it. And the video tutorial was like 8 minutes. And then she gave you a card. She's like, your hair has to sit on for this long, depending on what type of hair you have and who you were. Yo, she was finding a new revenue stream when, for all intents and purposes, there wasn't one. Perhaps you can invest in like a new skill or thinking about the same thing that you do in a new way. There's a manicurist who I follow on Instagram called Gloss House, and she does these really great nail designs. Listen, if you follow me on Instagram, you know that manicures are my thing. They just are. I love the designs. I am all kinds of extra. But listen, you could take the girl out of the hood. You can't take the hood out of the girl. It's like, you know, the only person who has fancier nails than me is probably Cardi B. Let's be real. Okay. But what she was doing, which I thought was very smart, is she can't social distance as a manicurist. But what she did was that she created gel removal kits. Y'all. So what you see are these like really funny memes floating around on the internet about girls who nails are going to fall off, or what are you going to do? Or, you know, people were posting like how to's. She just didn't post a how to. She created a financially viable solution. And so what she did was created a kit. And in the kit, it provided clamps for the nails, the right acetone, files, two types of files, a buffer. I mean, she thought of everything. And also, like, I don't even know what the tool is called, but it's a metal tool to, like, scrape off the actual gel from your nail. And if the guys are listening right now and they're probably puking in their mouth, listen. Okay. You know, it takes extra for a girl to feel good about herself. Okay. Anyway, here she saw a certain revenue stream for a short amount of time dry up. And what did she do? She pivoted and saw there was going to be a lot of people who want to have their gel removed. I'm going to give them a solution. I thought it was brilliant. And the last and final fifth way to create a revenue stream to innovate during these crazy times is e-learning. I was watching CNN a couple nights ago and they brought on a specialist from like Harvard University and they're like, what industries do you think are going to do extraordinarily well during this time? And he led the way by e-learning. He cited sites like Lynda and Masterclass and Creative Live. And he was like, now people have more time and they have the permission to actually pursue something that they have found interesting for a while. So if you have been teetering and tottering between creating something for your business, my friends, now is the dang time to show up. Legit. So now the question is, what is the dream you're going to work on today? I would absolutely love to hear from you. I'm in my DMs because, listen, I'm a home. Okay. I'm in my DMs. I definitely want to hear from you. Now, if you're sitting here and you're like, Jasmine, but you didn't give me an example for my industry. Well, I'm just going to throw out a few extra just in case the inspiration isn't going enough. If you have a restaurant, I've seen amazing restaurants innovate with pickup or walk-up orders where they have the people distributing food wearing masks, glasses, and gloves. I've also seen family-sized menus for like a set price. So if you have a family between 4 or 6, the meal is this and it's like completely done for you turnkey, and restaurants are able to streamline their production process and their costs. I also saw this really cool at-home pizza kit. There was like a pizza parlor in Florida. They couldn't or actually weren't able to make pizzas for their sit-down restaurants. So they created kits that people could pick up and make at home. I thought was very smart. I saw a wine cellar create a Corona survival kit, which was like, you know, cured cheeses and meats and wine. Super cute. One thing I noticed this past week was a lot of live streaming from your phone. And there've been always musicians doing this for a very long time, but it was very cool to see it done with iHeartRadio. They hosted a celebrity driven stay at home campaign and people were making music from goodness, like their closet or their living room. And then there's Mariah Carey, who in New York City has her own recording studio complete with a fan. Homegirl was singing and she had a fan. Like, her hair looked so good. I was like, girl, you probably have your own in-house stylist doing that coloring. So clap that up. Baby Jesus is smiling down on you. But I happened to be listening to a podcast called This American Life with Ira Glass. And in between each of their story segments, they call them acts. In between each of their acts, they would have music. And in this particular episode, there was an artist by the name of, I'm going to get it wrong, I think it's called Mnek. It's spelled M-N-E-K. And he is just an Instagrammer who makes music on his own. So he'll loop his vocals. And his songs have gone viral. And now he's calling it his Corona EP. All of the songs have to do with staying at home, washing your hands, or social distancing. This goes back to creating something that is powerful, culturally relevant, and actually brings a smile to somebody's face. If you're in the fitness space, listen, what we see a lot of people doing, which I love, is streaming classes, going on Instagram Live or going on Facebook Live. And I think it's such a great way to show up for your people. One thing that we saw that both JD and I work out a lot here in Orange County, and he happens to go and work out at this place called Box House, but it's really fancy. It's not house. It's Haus, H-A-U-S, Box Halls. It's way too fancy for me. But they are actually having a monthly subscription for their classes, and you can rent a bag. So for a certain amount of month, you get a bag and you get unlimited streamed classes. I cycle multiple places like Soul Cycle, but one of my favorite places is called Grit Cycle out here in Orange County. And you can actually rent a bike, one of their bikes, and you could bring it home and you can use their streamed classes. I thought it was very, very, very smart. All of this to say is that focused action gets results. focused action, focusing on the one thing that you are like, I am ready to do this thing. And guess what, friend? It doesn't have to be the right thing. It just has to be a thing. 5 ways for you to show up and pivot in your business in big ways. Now, I know the thing that is getting in a lot of people's way isn't whether they think they're capable of surviving. Isn't because if they think that they're capable of succeeding. It's the fear of somebody watching them try and not do the thing they said they were going to do. We're not afraid of failure. We're afraid of people seeing us fail. We're afraid of what they're going to say. But I am here to tell you and remind you, friend, that fear and other people's opinion of you doesn't pay your bills. Is that the only person who is stopping you from doing the thing that you know you want to do is you. I am looking around the internet and I just want to like shout from a mountaintop, my friend, this is the time. If you've been waiting for a moment, now is it. If you're waiting for a sign, here it is. If you're waiting for a permission slip, hit me up on Instagram and I'll send you one. I'll take a picture of a homemade permission slip and say, if something goes wrong, if it does not work, if they talk about you, if they laugh, if they doubt, send them my way. How about you just say, you know what? You're hurting my feelings. DM Jasmine. Have them DM me. Please have them DM me. I'll give them a piece of my Puerto Rican mind. I'm going to cover them with love. Give them a dose of truth too. That somebody else who stopped pursuing their dreams should not stop you from pursuing your dreams. There has never been a time or a global permission slip for you to make a ton of mistakes, aka movement. The now, do something, try something, take action, any action, scary action, doubtful action, scrappy action, messy action, fearful action, doubtful action, take any action at all. Just do something. And if for some reason it doesn't work out the way that you had expected, you could say, COVID made me do it. And everyone would be like, oh yeah, COVID made me do crazy stuff too. Some people will say COVID made me gain 19 pounds because all I wanted to do was like eat. And some people will say, oh, COVID made me lose 19 pounds because all I wanted to do was work out. And some people say, oh, COVID made me, you know, 10 months later, there's a baby. You know what I'm saying? COVID will make people do a lot of crazy things. How about you give yourself the permission to do one dang crazy thing in the name of love, life, creativity, financial freedom, and entrepreneurship? Friend, I am here for you. And just in case you're like, no, Jasmine, you see, listen, you're going to come at me with excuses. I'm going to come back at you with reasons. If you are ready to get started and you don't know where to begin, Social Curator is closed for enrollment. So no, this is not a pitch for it. So don't worry. You're going to turn off your podcast. Be like, oh, look at it. She's trying to sell me. No, I'm not, boo-boo. What I want to give you is a free sneak peek and get access to Social Curator for free. So no nonsense, no pitch tripwire, sell you, put you in an email funnel for 17 emails and then pitch you. Like, no. It's just download the free captions, the photos, the Instagram story templates, download the action plan. We are here to encourage you to take one daily action. That's it. We're not expecting a lot during these crazy, gnarly times. We want you doing one thing on social media every single day. And this free sneak peek access gives you the plan to do it. And no excuses, because all we want to do is support you. You can find that at socialcurator.com/sneak peek. And you can also find it linked in the show notes from wherever you are listening today. socialcurator.com/sneak peek. And when you download it, hit me up, Jasmine Star on Instagram. I want to hear from you. I want to root for you. And I want to know what your one wild and crazy COVID-19 dream is, baby. I'll see you again on a future episode of The Jasmine Star Show.